الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Dean Academy. You are welcome once again to another episode of our lecture series on the explanation of the book Umdatul Ahkam. And we are still on the Kitab al-Tahara, the chapter of purification. And the next hadith we are going to be taking, inshallah, is narrated by Abu Huraira, radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ أَحَدُكُمْ, whenever any one of you performs ablution, فَلْيَجْعَلْ فِي أَنْفِهِ مَاءَ, he should put water into his nose, ثُمَّ لِيَنْتَثِرْ, then he should sneak it out. وَمَنْ اِسْتَجْمَرَ فَلْيُؤْثِرْ, whenever he has to use pebbles for purification after defecation or urination, فَلْيُؤْثِرْ, he should use it in odd numbers. وَإِذَا اسْتَيْقَظَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْ نَوْمِهِ, whenever anyone of you wakes up from his sleep, فَلْيَغْسِلْ يَدَيْهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُدْخِلَهُمَا فِي الْإِنَاءِ ثَلَاثًا, he should wash his both hands before inserting them into the bowl of water. Why? He said, فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَدْرِي أَيْنَ بَاتَتْ يَدْهِ, because he does not know where his hand was while he slept. Okay, so this hadith is full of a lot of lessons that we may not be able to take the whole of the lesson in a single episode. It's very, very long. So we're going to divide it into two, inshallah. We'll have episode one for this, and we'll have the other episode, inshallah. The hadith begins with what? إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَجْعَلْ فِي أَنْفِهِ مَاءَ, whenever you perform ablution or any one of you performs ablution, you should insert water into its nose. Okay, ablution is the act of purification that is done using water towards certain parts of our body, specifically mentioned by the Sharia. Not all parts of the body, but certain parts that are specifically mentioned by the Sharia. In the Quran, Allah mentions the four parts that have to be washed. These four parts are in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Quran chapter 5, verse 6. Allah says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O believers, إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, whenever you get up to observe salah, فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, you should wash your faces. فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, this is the first part mentioned by the Quran. Wash your faces. The face, the scholars, they said, begins from where? From the part of the forehead, from the start of the forehead, down to the lower part of the jaw, and it covers from one ear to the other ear. So without including, you know, the ear itself. Okay, so this is the face, the whole of the face. But Hulu will do happen. Scholars said part of the interpretation is that Al-Fam wal-Am min al-Wajhi. He said the mouth and the nose, they are part of our faces. When Allah says, Fazilu wujuhakum, wash your faces, they said this includes the nose and the mouth. So when you are doing washing of the faces, and you take it as being compulsory, mentioned in the Quran, know that it is also compulsory to rinse the mouth and to put water into your nose, and you let it out. Okay, this is one of the messages of that ayah. Fazilu, you do have to wash your face. Then Allah says, wa aydiyakum ilal marafiq. Then wash your hands to the elbow. Your aydiyakum ilal marafiq. The scholar said, our hands mentioned in the Quran begins from where? Begins from the tip of the fingers down to the elbow. This is the message in that ayah, not from the wrist, as a lot of people will do. They want to wash their hands, they will wash from the wrist down to the elbow. No, this is wrong. So the scholars have said, what idea come? The yadu, hand itself, is the whole, it includes what? The palm. The yadu includes the palm. And that is why when Allah talks about chopping off the hand, you know, concerning the capital punishment for stealing, for theft. Allah says, "As-sariqu was-sariqa fa-qatu'u aydiyahuma." Okay, the one who falls victim of theft, male or female, chop off your hand. Your hands, where? The whole of the hand, or from where to where? So Salah said it's actually referring to the palm. To the palm. So that means the palm is part of the hand. That's an evidence to establish that the palm is part of the hand. When Allah says, "Wa aydiyakum ila al-marafiq," that you wash your hands to the elbow, it also includes the palm, meaning that the from the tip of the finger down to the elbow has to be washed. Okay, this is one of the this is the interpretation of this ayah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wamsahu bi ru'usikum." Wamsahu bi ru'usikum. Then wipe your head. Wamsahu bi ru'usikum. Wipe your head. The Quran says, "Bi ru'usikum." The whole of your head. Allah didn't say, "Wamsahu bi ba'di ru'usikum." Wipe the part of your head. We are still going to explain, inshallah. We have a separate episode to explain and describe the ablution of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from start to finish, inshallah, from the beginning to the end. This is just a little explanation, you know, based on how the hadith began. So just to mention a part of that, inshallah. When we get to where the ablution part properly, then we describe the ablution of the Prophet from the beginning to the end. So, yeah, Wamsahu bi ru'usikum. Allah says, wash your head. Okay, scholar says, one of the things we are getting from this statement of wash the whole of your head is that jami'i ru'usikum, the whole of the head. It is not just a part, like some people who just take water and the middle of their head, you know, that is the only part. They said, jami'i ru'usikum. Allah says, wash the whole of your head. So, and the second thing we are getting from this, the scholar says, is our hands, our palms to be attached to our head while doing the masuk, the wiping. So we make our palms to be attached to our head. We touch it, not like you are trying to, you know, keep something. You don't want the hair to get cut out, to get rotten off, you know. You, because of that, you don't wipe the way you are supposed to wipe. This is very important. So for us to actually have a valid ablution at the end of the day, we do it exactly the way it's been recommended. So wamsahu bi ru'usikum. The Quran says part of the ru'us, part of our head is what? Is the uzman, our ears. They said al uzmanu min ar-ra's. The ears are part of the head. So when Allah says wipe your head, it includes what? Wiping the ears. It includes wiping the hair. So, وَمْسَهُ بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ. And the next part mentioned in the Quran, which is the fourth part, is وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. They should wipe your feet. Your feet to where? To the ankle. إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. To the ankle. There are details to this as well. But let me just mention that وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. That is, wipe your feet to the ankle. It also has a message that we need to get from there. And one of it is that, look at the ayah, وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. Is it not supposed to be وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ? Because وَمْسَهُ بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ. Then, if that word is coming as absu, then it will be وَأَرْجُلِكُمْ. That is, وَمْسَهُ بِأَرْجُلِكُمْ. That you should also wipe your feet. But what you have there is wa'arujulakum. So I said this is coming from Bazilu wujuhakum wa'arujulakum, meaning that the reason why the land is having fatah is for it to be a follow-up for Bazilu wujuhakum. So it will be ma'atufa for what? Wujuhakum, then wa'arujulakum. That is Bazilu arujulakum. You should wash your feet. That's the message there. But some of the scholars, like Al-Allama Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said there is another qira'ah that is wa arjulikum. The lamb is having chakra. This qira is also offensive from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does it mean? If we are using the qira of our julisim, does it not mean that we should also wipe our feet? Are we to wipe our feet? He said, no, that is not the meaning. The meaning is that when you read wa arjulakum, you say, wash your feet when it is not covered with socks. And when you read wa arjulakum, it said, wipe your feet when it is covered with socks or with anything you have used to cover it. Following the rulings, guiding, wiping your socks or wiping your leather socks. Okay, this is very clear. Wa arjulakum, wa arjulakum, both of the qira'ah, they are correct. Okay, so if you read wa arjulakum, you are saying wash your feet when the feet are not covered with socks. If you read wa arjulakum, you are saying wipe your feet when they are covered with socks. Okay, so this is the brief explanation of the ayah, Quran chapter 5, verse 6 in Surah Al-Ma'idah. So back to the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, إِذَا تَوَدَّ أَحَدُكُمْ, whenever any one of you performs ablution, فَلْيَجْعَلْ فِي أَنْفِهِ مَاءً ثُمَّ لِيَنْتَثِرْ, he should put water into his nose, then he should let it out. This is an act of ibadah. Some people hate to do that, you know, to allow water to go into their nose. Like, it's inconvenient to them. So, but when something act of ibadah, sacrifice to do it, because we are hoping to be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, like I mentioned earlier, we're going to explain in detail the description of the ablution of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the beginning to the end, where we get to that part of Allah. So the next thing that follows in this hadith, the Prophet said to Allah sallam, وَمَنِ اسْتَجْمَرَ فَلْيُوْتِرْ, anyone who is going to do istijmar should do so in odd number. What is istijmar? That is to use tables to cleanse ourselves after defecation or urination. Okay? Using tables, like small tables, not very big spoons, but small tables to clean ourselves after urination or defecation when we cannot access water. Okay, so this has certain rulings that the scholars have mentioned. Number one is that Anyakuna Witron, the pebbles you want to use to be withdrew. Withdrew means that it should be in odd number, just like the hadith says. That would be in odd number. Okay, being odd number does not mean you can use just one, because you have a hadith where the Prophet said, one of the companions, Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu, he said, Nahana Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anna sanjiya bi aqalla min thalathati ahjar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden us from doing istijmar, you know, using tables less than three for purification. Okay, to cleanse ourselves after defecation or urination. Anything less than three we should not use. So that shows that when I talk about withdrawal, the odd numbers, one is out of it to be used. So you start from three. You use three, you feel it is not enough, and you take the fourth. If you take the fourth and it's enough, so you have to take the fifth to make it for withdrawal. Because it says, can you use it? You should use it in odd numbers. So this is the first thing, Shalti, the first condition. A Shalti Sani, the second condition in istijmar, and yakuna tahiran, if whatever we want to use, it has to be tahir, it has to be clean. Okay, we don't use something that is not clean, something that is used on its own. You know, we don't use that to do istijmar, because the Prophet of Salam has forbidden that. For example, the dung of a donkey, the dung of a donkey should not be used for istijmar, because it is filth in itself. Okay, the Prophet asked for tables, you know, to be used for purification some time ago, and then the companion brought two tables and one dung. So the Prophet threw away the dung and used the tables. So that is to tell us that we should not use anything that is guilty for it is not. And the third condition, أن يكون غير مختارن, it shouldn't be something, أن لا يكون, أن يكون غير مختارن. It should be something that is honored. We don't use something that is honored for purification as a stigmar. You know, for example, we don't use a paper that contains the verse of the Quran. You don't want to use the cleanse yourself after urination or defecation. This is not allowed. And in fact, the scholar said, when you use something that is honored or something that is filled for purification, for cleansing yourself after defecation or urination, that cleansing is not valid. That cleansing is not valid. So this also applies that you should not use anything that is honored. You know, for example, food is honored. Don't use a loaf of bread to cleanse yourself after urination, after defecation, see, because the bread is so flawed. But this happens in, you know, a lot of food. Then you see a part, you take a part of the bread to cleanse yourself. This is haram because you are wasting resources. Our food is meant to be eaten by those who need it, who are hungry. So it's not meant to be used as a means to purify yourself or to cleanse yourself after defecation or urination. So the Messenger of Allah, he said we should not use the azmin, for example, our raw thing. In the hadith, so he said, Naha, and we find that the azmin wa raw thing. You should not use dung or you should not use the bone. Why? Because the bone is the food of your brothers among the jinn. So this is these are just a few things, not to make the episode to be too long. What we can cover for now is that so when we get to part of the ablution properly, we discuss this at the evening last. And this hadith, we have more you know, lessons to take from it. We still have we have not covered the whole hadith. We still have where the Prophet said to Allah alayhi wa sallam, but either side of the hadith in the morning, when you wake up, you should not do this and do that. So we'll take that in the next episode, bismillah. Pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge and understanding and reward us all abundantly. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.